How does it feel to be the funniest human being on the planet?
Hey, let's go. Wow, I just loved you the most.
Thank you. We're best friends now.
Oh, I love it, man. I love just being able to do what I always dreamed about doing, which is stand-up comedy. And I love telling my story, and I've always loved doing that. And this movie is just a bonus because I will live and die doing stand-up. That's my dream. I've done it. I made it. That's always all I wanted to do. So making this movie was just, it was just a bonus.
Well, yeah, and when you can take your stories and then translate them to a movie where people can just really kind of understand where you come from, that's got to be just a joy.
Thank you for saying that. That's the whole point of this movie, so that other people can come watch, learn about my culture, learn about my ethnicity, and then walk away going, hey, we're just like them.
We're
You
all
know
in the
what I
same
mean?
boat.
Yeah, that mom is just like my mom. And he's just like me. And he's struggling to be a dad, just like me. So, the more movies like this that we can make, the more we'll realize that we're all just relatable.
We are. And being Italian, I watch this through the eyes of what I grew up with, and it's the same thing. It really
It
is.
is.
We argue, we love. We love at the top of our lungs is how
Yep.
we say it.
Yep.
But as a stand-up comic, is there trepidation now in just trying to be funny and not hitting the woke people?
Look, I mean, yes, it is a different time, and I'm glad it is. We're getting rid of things that used to be normalized, and that's I like that. I'm going to say that I was a part of a generation where a lot of things that were normal and it was okay to say publicly did have some long-lasting effects on people. And I too would be one of those people that say, felt that. And didn't know because it was normal. It was just so now we're in a different time, and we just need to tell more stories. I want to keep telling my story, and on top of that, still make it in a way where it's still funny.
Well, every time I see you on one of your comedy specials, I mean, I just laugh my butt off because, again, you're talking my type of story where it's just really relatable. So
Oh.
congratulations on all of that.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. That's all I want to hear, man. Like I said earlier, it doesn't matter about I'm glad this movie's happening, and I'm glad Steven Spielberg blessed this movie and produced it. But I'm telling you, stand-up was always my life. It was what I was born to do, and I was gonna die telling these stories on stage.
Is Lou Diamond Phillips funny?
Lou Diamond is incredible, man. That was so much fun shooting that scene with him. What an honor. You know what I mean? He was like, I had to get him in this movie, especially Tia. I'm like, I gotta get Tia. They knocked the doors down early for us. So, and they went through a lot of shit back in the day. So, this was Tia Carrere's first time ever playing a Filipino on the screen. And she's been in this business 40 years. So that's how special this movie was just for her.
In our final seconds that we have, what do you think audiences are going to take away from Easter Sunday?
Like I said earlier, man, a family is a family, and we need more stories like this. I want to see Jamaican families. I want to see Latino families, Chinese, Korean, Japanese, whatever, Italian, whatever. I just want to see more family movies like this. And one, we'll be able to learn about each other that way. And then we'll also get to laugh with each other. And then like I said earlier, we're all relatable. Mom's a mom.
It's true. It's true. Hey, I gotta go, and thank you so much for your time. But come out to Salt Lake City, do a stand up out here. Come
I
on.
am. I'm going to be out there. And
I'm
by
gonna
the way,
get.
I'm friends with Karl Malone and his wife.
Oh, I love them. I used to shoot
Yeah, they're
with them.
great.
Yeah. Well, take care, and I'm late, so you take care.
Love you, man. See
Love you
ya.
too. Bye bye.